Well, somebody has to start. We're all looking at each other. Like, Caleb's looking at me. I'm looking at Mark. Mark's looking at Caleb. Like, hey, how was your weekend, guys? It was a weekend. It's Monday. We are back together again. What'd you guys do?
Immediately. Went to church yesterday.
There you go. So just kind of a quiet ho-hum weekend for you.
I mean, it wasn't immediately popping into my brain because I didn't think I was starting this thing.
I can alliterate mine.
Caleb's got
sunburn.
His. Come on.
Speeding ticket. Stressful settlers.
Okay. Catan. That's Catan restaurant.
We found an extremely stressful way to play Settlers of Catan. So if you're interested in that, text. Also, I got a $200 speeding ticket. My fault. Bummer. Didn't mean to be going that fast. Good. But thank you for keeping our road safe, Trooper.
Right.
And wonderful time up at my grandpa's, too. I know I mentioned before, too, we're not going to have the property and the family too much longer, unfortunately.
Right.
So that was bittersweet. But gorgeous weather, too. 4th of July turned out fantastic.
Yes. It was beautiful.
Wow. I thought it was going to rain all day, and instead lots of time in the water. So that was phenomenal, too. And took a trip to Superior as well, too.
Fun.
Busy back and forth crisscrossing weekend.
That's super fun. My husband and I traveled this weekend. We left on Friday afternoon. We came back yesterday. We went down to Missouri for a friend Tom's funeral. It was a very hard weekend. Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to remember. Okay, yeah. Men's gathering Saturday morning. Good. Came out here to the station with my friend, Dr. Jason Cans, and we're going to start to air some of his. He's written a book on the Psalms, a poem for every one of the 150 Psalms.
Cool.
It's called
Very cool.
Soil of the Divine, I believe. And so at a future time around 5:45 for the early risers, you'll be hearing that. He'll talk a bit about the Psalm. We'll read a portion and hear his poem. So
that's
a little poetry
great.
Coming
He's
to the
such
show.
A talented
he is.
Guy.
He is.
He's such a talented guy.
Yeah. So was at a grill out at his house yesterday. Some of these long, you get brats and hamburgers, but how about the summer sausage?
Yeah.
I thought they were giant brats. I'm like, wow, whoever saw a brat that big? But I had one of those in a brat. So good time, good fellowship. So.
Yes. I definitely. Cool. I know before the holiday, we were talking about like, you know, hot dogs versus burgers, and it's like, got to have the brats. I had some cheddar brats over the weekend as well, too. Fantastic.
Caleb, you missed it. 4th of July, I was talking about my husband grilled.
Yes.
He grilled a roast. It was amazing. Okay, it
really?
Was one of the burgundy pepper spoon roasts, and he grilled it.
Like,
really? He smoked it. He smoked it for a couple hours on the grill, and
wow.
My that sounds delish.
So amazing.
He
I'll
is
take
the
that
grill
over
master,
Ron.
Or whatever other royalty you choose.
I found this, and I'm very taken aback, because it says this. Nothing says over 40 like two spaces after a period. Seriously, I always double space after a period. Wait, I'm over 40.
Well, because we were taught that way, right?
But why is that different now?
I don't know, Caleb. You're the youngster. When did that change?
I didn't change it. I remember great consternation when this was changed because it was right in the middle. And I'm trying to remember if it was late high school or early college. And it's, you know, the thing to do now is just one space after a period. I'm like, you know what? It's hard enough sometimes getting these papers long enough, and now I lose a space every time I change sentences.
Yeah,
so
right.
Then I just started writing run-on sentences.
Oh, my. Unless you're typing on an actual typewriter, you no longer have to put two spaces after a period or a question mark or an exclamation point. The rule applies to all punctuation, just one space.
And I checked this. I started typing two in a document here just to see, and I'm a one spacer now. So evidently, at some point, I just caved.
So how will that work in the show and the unity? Because now we're divided. We're more of a two space people, and or do we shift over?
Well,
it seems like the flow is the one space.
Here's the thing: if this was just a kitschy like whatever, I resist the change just for the sake of change. But here's a reason: back when we used typewriters, every character was given the exact same amount of space on the page. That meant that the letter I was given the same amount of space as the letter M, even though it clearly didn't need it. This is called monospaced typesetting, and it's very spacey. We needed the extra space between sentences to make it easier to see the beginning of new sentences. Word processors and computers and everything that is not an old typewriter uses proportionally spaced fonts, so they adjust the spacing for the size of the letter, and therefore you do not need that extra space to find it, to end of the sentence.
But do you still take the extra space? When you text, do you
I always
do you double
space when I
when you text as
but
well.
But here's the thing. What? If you double space, it automatically puts a period back there for you. So I like that because it's easier.
Mm. I'm just going to take the whole aging thing to Mark, a listener of ours in Menominee, posted on Facebook over the weekend. This goes into sports. He says, if you can remember, if you're old enough to remember when the Packers played at County Stadium, you're older than dirt. I'm like, I will see that and match it. I remember going to a game for the Packers at County Stadium, so I guess I'm older than dirt.
I remember the last game at County Stadium. Brett Favre dove into the end zone.
That
to
was
beat
his
the
first
Falcons.
Game. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right.
So I drew a picture of
you're
it.
You're older than dirt too, I guess.
I guess so.
Happens.
Are you a single spacer or a double spacer? It's a great Monday topic.
I'm going to be all trendy and go to singles.
396-1670, and I will also maintain that Pluto is and always will be yes. a planet. Always. Love you, Pluto.
Well, in the realm of birthdays and special days, oh my goodness, Alelia Murphy, who is from Harlem, New York, is now the oldest woman in the U.S. She turned 114. 114 years old over the
goodness
weekend.
Gracious.
My goodness.
Happy birthday.
The officials in Harlem, New York threw her a neighborhood-wide birthday bash on Friday. And what do you get someone for their 114th birthday? Like, I struggle with, you know, even like, what do you get a 60-year-old, a 70, you know, hello. 114. Well, guess what? For her gift, the community now recognizes July 6th, which is her birthday, as Alelia Murphy Appreciation Day.
That's pretty nice.
Cool.
She has her own day.
That's pretty nice.
That's
I love her
cool.
secret to longevity, eating healthy and continuing to live an active lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about eating healthy in a moment. Her advice, trust in God and be a good person.
Mm.
There you go.
There you
solid.
Go.
That's all it takes.
Speaking of eating healthy, today, happy National Blueberry Day.
Blueberries.
Yes, love blueberries.
Love blueberries.
Enjoyed a lot over the fourth weekend.
They do have magical health benefits. Apparently,
ooh, so
according
many.
To this here, blueberries help lower your cholesterol to promote heart health. They reduce the risk of cancer, and they can even help to slow the aging process. I'm going to get some blueberries and make me some pancakes today. That is what's for
yes.
dinner tonight.
All right.
I want
super
you
cool.
two to team up
okay.
and see. I don't know how we're going to do this, but I got okay. the top 10 blueberry states. I want to see if you guys can rattle them off.
Michigan.
That's what I was going to say.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay.
Michigan is number three, Hillary.
Okay.
Michigan is number three. So we need to find the top 10. What else would be a good blueberry
Georgia.
State?
Hillary's I was trying to give you a shot
again,
there.
And
I
that's
was like
number
trying
two.
To give you time. So.
Hillary's got two and three. Caleb?
I am
Caleb?
Going to say Louisiana.
No.
I don't know.
I think Wisconsin is up there.
They're not.
Really? Really?
No. Wisconsin's not in the top 10.
Ohio.
All right. I want to guess
I got
again.
Michigan and Georgia.
Yeah,
I got
that was
first
good.
Two.
That was great. And they're
yeah.
in the top.
I will say.
Let me get the big dog, number one.
Oh, mm-hmm. number one.
Missouri.
Missouri is not in the top 10.
Really?
I think it's my turn to get one now.
Well, then, yeah.
She's letting
I'm
fly.
I'm thinking. I'm pondering. I will say the great state of Nebraska.
No.
Think again. That's not the
did
top
I already
10.
Say Iowa?
They're not in there.
Oh.
You did not already say it.
I have
just
this whole
know.
Thing like ready, and
yeah,
we haven't got any right since Hillary nailed the first two.
I had Michigan and Georgia. Who, Wisconsin, yeah. you said, was not on there.
You did a good job on
we
Michigan
we
and Georgia.
We have to figure out number one. Okay,
yeah.
number one has...
You said it's not Wisconsin, Georgia.
So, okay, number 10 is New York.
Oh.
Okay.
Number 9 is Mississippi.
Oh.
Number 8 is Florida.
Oh. Okay.
Number 7, North Carolina.
Huh.
6, we go out west to California.
Oh. All right.
Number 5 is New Jersey. I think today is Be Nice to New
really?
Jersey Day, actually.
Okay.
So there
it.
We go. We're
we
nice
it.
To them. Oregon's number 4. What is the number 1 blueberry state?
I'm sure I don't know.
Pacific Northwest.
Washington.
Got it.
Really? I always think of that for cherries. Blueberries, too.
I know. That was interesting, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm clinging to and my Idaho's Michigan, Georgia win.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were on the same team. I'm kind of the bench player, but still.
Okay. In our neighborhood of states, Michigan with the blueberries. So.
Well, that's what I was going to yeah. guess, and she took it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I knew.
So I stole it from you.
Yes.
Good health benefits. You hear that, though, and apparently yeah. it's the real deal.
You know you've arrived when somebody commissions a statue after you. I mean, right?
But for real.
That's like a big deal.
What we're talking about regarding the First Lady, though, is the debate is, the question is, statue or is it a creepy scarecrow?
Yeah, this is where I'm going with this.
We're not talking about King Nebuchadnezzar's statue of gold 90 feet high here.
You think you've arrived when they erect a statue of you, but in Slovenia, they've created this... Is it a statue?
It's whittling.
It's
right.
Whittled
right.
of Melania Trump.
Right. Not chainsaw carved by Melania, but...
And I was like, oh, that's neat. It can't be that bad. We looked at it. You're going to want to Google this. It is that bad.
I think the dress... Here's the thing. Okay. This is some of the residents of Slovenia, her home country, are the ones who are saying, is that a statue or is that a scarecrow?
Yeah.
Is that a creepy scarecrow? The whittled figure was unveiled just a couple of days ago on Friday, and it is being roundly criticized. I mean, it's meant to show the first lady wearing the blue outfit she wore to her husband's inauguration.
Yep.
But one resident said, it doesn't look anything like Melania. It's a Smurfette.
It doesn't look anything like any human being. This is the height of abstract art.
Even Andy Warhol would be like, what even is that?
It's kind of creepy.
The coat is a similar color.
The coat's a similar color. It has a couple of lines on it that I assume were made by like a chainsaw. It was whittled.
But the face, when you look at the face, and we've looked at a side-by-side of her real face and the
it's
face.
It's like when your toddler draws something, and it's like, look, Daddy, it's you. And you're
like,
yes, thank you. It looks
thank
like I've
you,
had radiation
sweetie.
For a really, really long time. Like,
it reminds me of my grandma lives in the northern Ozarks, or in the Ozarks in northern Arkansas. And years ago when my children were little, she sent them Applehead dolls. Okay? Which are like this customary thing down there. It's like, yeah. And so what it is they take an apple, and they peel it, and they carve it into a face, and then they dry it. And they shove
apples
it on a doll.
Apples shrivel when they dry.
Yes, and my children, we opened them, and they were like, ah! They were so
this
scary.
This seems more like getting the French Quarter.
I had to. I love my grandma. She tried. She sent my kids Applehead dolls. And
they were terrified
by them. They were so creepy. They wouldn't let them be in their rooms when they were sleeping. I can't believe. That's what this thing looks like.
So, bottom
like
line here, I'm
doll.
Sure the folks meant well when they were
I'm
carving
sure
the creepy
did.
Scarecrow statue of the First Lady. Yeah.
They're proud of their native country.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't be becoming the First Lady in America, but I think there's room for improvement.
I thought that counts, but let's send the thing back.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.